Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בחיבור
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Rabash, social writings of Rabash, page 14, the article Love of Friends. You can also find it in our website. You can also ask questions on kab.tv. The social writings of Rabash, page 14, article Love of Friends. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where are they feeding this flock?" A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that they sow in tears shall reap in joy. And this is called a field which the Lord has blessed. Baal HaTurim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way, which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal, and this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend." And a man said, "They are departed hence." And Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This, in the end, caused Israel's exile in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah.
How few points, how many points or stations on the path does Rabash tell us about? Please. You have the article. How many points on the path does Rabash state here? Speak about it. Find them.
Maybe
the first point that we have here is that a person is wandering in the field, and Baal HaTurim says that this is a person who strays from the path of reason. He doesn't know the real way that leads to the place. So first of all, we cope with the question of how to reach the goal.
Second point, when a person searches for his brothers, who he can connect with, in order to come close to the quality of bestowal.
Another point is that, in order to reach the love of the Creator, a person has to go through love of friends. He has to see how he's bestowing all of his actions to the friends, and then he will know that he's in the right direction, on the trail leading to the Creator.
A person is brought to that field. A person is brought, and he goes through many stages here. He wants it, and then he has to sow, and then he has to reap, and he all kinds of actions, and he wants it, and he doesn't, and he needs the friend's help.
And his friends help him actually in really getting into Egypt. And
Rav, so how many points did you find? Who can say? Or which 10 can say it? Didn't find anything? Yeah, Michael.
אני ספרתי לפחות 10.
At least 10.
10. Wow. Okay. Start.
And a man found him and he was wandering in the field. That's the first one.
Yeah.
Then there is a question that he's been asked. What are you seeking? Then he only has a request. He says, I'm seeking my brothers, that's another one. Then he wants to know where they are, that's another one. Later on, in the second column, he starts explaining what does it mean that he wants them. So he says, I want to be in the group. And then there is in it, love of friends. Then, love of friends in which you can rise to the house of the Lord. Later on, he discovers that they don't want to bond with him. And they enter the exile in Egypt. Then they come out of Egypt, and then they get the Torah.
Okay. Yeah, you can find more, but actually that's a correct principle. Anybody else want to add anything? None. Okay. Read it again.
Love of friends. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what are you seeking? And he said, I seek my brothers. Tell me, where are they feeding the flock? A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that, they who sow in tears shall reap in joy. And this is called a field which the Lord has blessed. Balat Urim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way, which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in a field.
So why is it called the field that was blessed by the Creator? What is that blessing? And what is the blessing that a person is rewarded with? What blessing is he rewarded with by wandering in the field? He must wander in order to be as a donkey wandering, and then what happens? What blessing?
No.
Well, nobody can answer?
Can.
Yeah?
The crops of the field. The crops of the field, as he says, which is the need to do something for the friends.
Oh, he doesn't find friends yet. He has nothing. What friends? He still isn't in the group even. No, the donkey wandering in the field. Meaning, what does he say later on? I'm searching for my brothers. That he doesn't find them yet. It could be that he's in a physical ten, but he can't find them yet. What do you want to say?
That he's wandering, later he despairs, he reaches despair that he hasn't reached the goal, even though he's still a donkey, but there's a goal that he wants to reach. And then he discovers that through the friends, if he'll achieve love with the friends, he'll reach adhesion with the Creator.
So why is this field that he's wandering in is called a field that is blessed by the Creator? What is the blessing?
Ken.
Yeah.
The blessing is that man who finds him, who knows his friends, knows him, knows where he's supposed to reach and can explain to him what is the path and how he can get there.
Correct. That the Creator aims him, shows him exactly towards the goal by a person knowing that he's wandering and he has no chance, so he reaches the blessing. Okay. And then, specifically when he understands that he's in despair and hasn't reached the goal, then he gets this blessing that he understands that he must have my brothers, as he writes, to find the friends. But by this, it doesn't end. Why? By coming to them, supposedly, he sees and discovers that probably through love of friends, he reaches the goal. Why does he... Who are those friends that don't want to connect? Please.
No. Cancer.
Yes, Seth.
To me, I relate this to the story of Joseph. You know, he was searching for his... He tried to find the Creator by himself. He couldn't do it. He looks for his brothers, and this is the only way he felt he could reach the place, the makom.
Okay, that's true. But who are those friends that he's searching for?
His brothers.
Is this regarding a person's inner qualities or already the external ten? Meaning his actual friends. Or does he discover that not all of his organs or desires agree to this connection? And that's why there's a problem here. This field, which is all of his qualities, and all those qualities are completely not together with him, with the point in the heart.
No.
Well... Yeah.
It could be that he discovers his uncorrected relations with the friends, and he's searching for the right relation, how to annul towards them.
Also, Itzik?
He's searching for those who want to be Adam, those who see their donkeys, those who are wandering from the degree of straying from the degree of man.
Okay. And afterwards, how does he discover that only through love of friends he can reach the goal? How does he reach a state that he must have a society? That he says, I am searching for my brother.
Ken.
Yeah.
Because his purpose is to be connected to the aim to the Creator, and to do that, he can do it only through love of friends, in whom there is love for the Creator.
Yeah, you can say that.
There
are no friends, there's no one then to impart to in order to be similar.
Yeah, first of all, it's the goal that I must overcome my ego towards the quality of bestowal, and there's no other way to reach the quality of bestowal, but if I attain it in a 10, in the connection with the friends. Okay. Afterwards, when he knows that it's like this, why does he need the exile? Why does he need to enter the control of Pharaoh? What does that add for him?
Ken?
Yeah.
It adds to him the height of that man that he's talking to, so that he can be outside of that game. The height of the Creator, the greatness, how great the Creator can be as he manages this game.
Something more simple. Yes, Seth?
It's the deficit he needs to work with. Without.
Correct. It's not enough the deficiency he has. He needs to have a deficiency, a much greater will to receive. And then the moment he can locate that he understands that he needs to be in a 10, or he discovers that he's in a 10 and he needs them, then instantly that ego, the big will to receive, is revealed, and he says that he sees that he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to connect. But you work upon your ego, increase the ego more and more, and feel by this in advancement in mind, and advancement in an egoistic feeling. Those are the 7 years of satiation. And what happens afterwards? How do they start passing from the 7 years of satiation to the 7 years of hunger? When they discovered the ego enough, and they thought they can advance by it, specifically with them, all together through a 10, then they start discovering that it's not directed towards a goal. And then start the 7 years of hunger, that they don't agree to remain in the life they organize for themselves without revealing the force of bestowal. It's not the Creator as they had before, but the Creator is already depicted before them as mutual bestowal, bestowing above reason, and in this way they advance. Until they come out of Egypt. Okay, questions? None. I don't know, to study in this way, no, yes, what do you want? You're sleeping?
Leo.
At least I very much want to talk about it with the friends in the 10, and less to do it like in the study hall. Then it will give us more of an opportunity to scrutinize.
Please, I said, state a few points you see in this article, in this short article. And please, speak about it. You want 5 minutes, please? You have 5 minutes to speak about it. Just, I don't see that you want it. Just sitting silently. Tzvika, what can I do?
There are many topics here. That the whole of Kabbalah is in here. The question that comes up is, what is plowing, sowing, reaping?
Those are 39 kinds of work we have to do in the world to receive until you turn it into bestowing in order to bestowing, and then receiving in order to bestow.
And what is this field, the field he's talking about?
The field is the world to receive.
The entire field?
Yeah.
And our work, what is this plowing, sowing, reaping? What are these concepts?
We learn about it. You have to plow and you have to flip the ground over. Otherwise, from the will to receive to the will to bestow, you can't sow in the ground. Nothing will come out of it. Then you have to add water. Because without the light of chassadim, you won't get any crop. And there are many things. Who was there? Yeah, it is.
Earlier, we learned short articles and we did work. Then there was a guy from Moscow who said he wants to study Rabash's articles. And suddenly it became quiet. Something here is not working.
Lama?
How come?
You can say that the guy from Moscow is guilty about this. I don't know. I see in such articles, they're short, where a 10 just jumps on every article and wants to devour it and check it and slice it into pieces and connect it back again and see what's in this inside and the connection between all these paragraphs and go back and forth. And I see that by this, we are scrutinizing more and more correctly our stages of development. But you are in a, I don't know, sleepy. What, you had a difficult day yesterday? I started yesterday at 10 a.m. Until
8:30
p.m. What can we do?
No.
Well.
Tough.
Okay.
Yes,
Seth.
Ma. Go
to the next article or what? The next one. Let's go to the next article. You don't care, so we'll go to the next one.
Cola,
yeah. Sorry.
No microphone.
Well, give him a microphone.
Let's say, first of all, at the entrance, at the parking, it's completely full. There are many people here. So it's not that something happened or...
This is about the field? What do you mean?
About the common deficiency, which is our field.
The entrance to the parking lot? What is it?
Yes, there are many cars outside. Yeah.
And here, it's almost full.
In spite of the rain outside, the friends have come.
Oh, he's their lawyer, their attorney, okay.
According to this article, I can say that it seems to me that each time we read the articles, each time there's a new depth.
Right.
And it's true. All of the points that you mentioned here. So, but let's say, who did Rabash write this article for? Before that, in the previous two articles, it seems like they're a lot deeper, a lot more general. Here, suddenly he adds, as if to a new person, something general to, you know, just, you need to connect, come together in a group.
No.
if you were new, that's why he wrote this article for you. Or
what are you talking about? He's giving you the whole path in this. Look, in these few little parts, he's giving you the whole path. What's he say? A person comes to a state where he doesn't know where he is. In the beginning of the path, when he comes to us, he has no idea where he is and how to reach anything, where he has to reach, and how to implement this, that question of that is burdening him. He doesn't know. That's the beginning of the article. Then he starts searching, what can I do? And he sees that he truly needs support, a group. Look how much time goes by till a person starts discovering this. Not that he's just placed in a tent, but how long goes by till he feels he needs the tent? Physically he can be in it, but we're speaking about a tendency, about a desire. Then he asks, where are those brothers? How do I acquire them? How do they connect to me? How can I connect my inner qualities together, which are my inner friends? I also don't see that they agree, my qualities agree with the point in the heart. My desires to find the purpose of life, to locate it, to reach it. And then he asks, what can I do? Also internally, and also that he's in the tent, externally. And then, when he sees and goes deeper in all this, he becomes despaired, and that's a must. He sees that it's not in his own powers, he doesn't reach it. That's an unpleasant feeling, but it's true. It's already a correct determination about my nature, is the evil nature, the evil inclination. Why? He doesn't let it reach the goal. Also weak, could be, and also altogether, he doesn't want that direction. And then, it turns out that he sees he has no other counsel but to acquire the force of bestowal. To reach the bestower, he needs, according to equivalence of form, to have an increasing force of bestowal, and he can't do it on his own, never in life. He also can't receive anything directly from above the force of bestowal, only to the extent that he invests in the friends. Through them, he gets from the Creator the force of bestowal. So, he says, I must find my brothers, I need friends, I have no choice. Otherwise, I don't come out of my beast, my donkey, I don't exit it. I need them, because specifically, as much as I work with them, the reforming light will shine upon me through them, and then I will reach connection with them. And in the connection with them, I will reach connection with the Creator. That there is a means, an adapter, a passage between him and the Creator, which is his first 9 sefirot, that connects him to Ketel, to the Creator, which are the friends. And then he discovers, as much as his ego, his will to receive, doesn't agree, doesn't want it. You can tell me as much as you want all those stories about connection, love, necessities, the purpose of life. I'm doing my thing. My donkey isn't moving. Standing in place, you can't move him. And then he understands that except for the friends, he needs the Creator. on behalf of the force, that he'll supply him with it. Then he sees that connecting to the Creator here is essential. And then he sees that by being connected to the group, he can receive forces from the group, forces of the Creator, but according to the extent of his devotion, of his investment in the group. Then his point in the heart gets support until he feels himself that he is in a mechanism called the soul.
That is, 10 sefirot, 10 forces that are all in mutual bestowal, etc. It's a process. And before that, he has to come out of Egypt, and this essay includes everything, but in between the lines. Yes.
In the beginning, when you said to scrutinize the points, I saw 4 or 5. I was laughing when Miller said 10. And now I see that on every letter you can speak here, every word.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe we should have a mutual intention and a prayer that all the light in this article from the writer will receive it so we can connect and give contentment and scrutinize it in the tens. Maybe give us questions paragraph by paragraph. And
thank you very much. Give the microphone to your friend. He deserved it, not you, really.
In the article, he's writing the track, the path of bestowal, the trail. The trail is the environment, the trail is the society?
Yes, yes. That is, a person gradually reaches a state where only through his small group he gets forces, disturbance. Everything is inside. All in all, through his efforts, he has to maintain that network of connection between everyone, between all of these qualities. All the friends present his inner qualities, and he has to tie them all together. In each and every quality, there is his ego, and therefore he has to overcome it and connect between them and subjugate himself until he arranges the entire system in a way that becomes mutual bestowal, and out of it bestowal to the Creator. And along the way, of course, he depends on them and he depends on the Creator. In order to connect with them, he needs the Creator. In order to connect with the Creator, he needs them. In order to subjugate himself, he needs both of them, both the Creator and the group, until it becomes Israel, the Torah, and the Creator is one. Israel is the person, Oraita, the Torah, or the light, is his connection with the Ten, his corrected connection, because Oraita means the reforming light. I've created evil inclination, I've created the spice of the Torah, because the light in it reforms. And the Creator is then revealed as the inclusive one that is revealed within the right connection. Yes, Nessie. As much as you can correctly depict yourselves, picture to yourselves the track, the trail, the cause and consequence, the factors for each and everything, it is all very helpful, because we are always undergoing falls or confusions, all kinds of different states, and then each time we have to go back to the plan, the software, a sketch, something that is beyond of my emotions. It doesn't matter what I feel. There is a diagram. There is a system of laws, and these laws go through number one all the way to, at the end, number 125. And I have to go through them. And if this sketch, this diagram will always be before me, so that I can depict it correctly, both visually, as if, and also emotionally, and connect between the two, then more and more I will enter the realization of it and not fall each time into, I fall into my emotion and I have nothing. I go to my emotion, I fall into my emotion, I still have my intellect left. If I rise in my emotion, then I don't need the intellect. So then I develop the intellect through the emotion, and I add to that sketch, this diagram, and this way each time, right and left and right. Yes?
I think we have never read a Rabash article like we read this lesson. When you asked us to find points, we never got such an internal feeling. And it's not for no reason that the society has been rewarded in reading these articles, and the fact that Dennis from Moscow now jumped ahead and asked for this, we have to understand that we're before a serious degree and take this seriously.
He's right.
I agree that there's a feeling that this article is a treasure. There's just a feeling that everything's in here the way you depicted this. So I have this. Maybe for society you can show us like this graph how to go even deeper inside every time.
Yeah, you're right. Make it. Create one. Make it a flow chart. How do we reach from one state to the next, from one state to the next? They said 10 points, make it 10. If it's 5, it's 5. 50, 50. It doesn't matter how many. Add to it more and more. And of course, it all depends on how much a person is oriented for the time being. Like a little child has small discernments, a greater person and grown up, he has more discernments. But we need that. This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. You see, nevertheless, it comes, even though it's all in the emotion and confusions through all kinds of things, but in the end, it is a wisdom.
The question is, well, are you leaving it for us to do it? Or the way you started speaking, it was all the discernments start being clarified more.
Look, as we study from that same wisdom of Kabbalah, before any attainment, even the smallest one in the emotion or the intellect, there has to be a chisaron, a deficiency. Without a deficiency, it's not absorbed. You hear it, you say, oh, beautiful, and psht, it goes by and you forget about it. Because there's no place where it will settle. The deficiency is that dent that you want to fill up, where you feel that here you're lacking, and the fulfillment is something that you have to get, to discover. Therefore, I gave you a few points, but I'd be interested now that you yourselves will take a piece of paper and start writing down the points, those points, from the beginning of the essay until the end of it, with the right flow, and then scrutinize it.
And
you will learn how deep Rabash is. He is very cunning. He puts these things into you in such a way. Look, he waited for 60 years until he could write these essays to a group. You see, without the group, he didn't start. He wrote all kinds of things for himself, all kinds of texts. I remember when I told him on the bench, write down what we should talk about. Immediately, he said, you know, bring me something. That's it. And on that day, I didn't take any books or anything with me, so I just gave him that paper from the pack of cigarettes. And that was it.
And
later on, I'm telling you, we would be, say, taking a walk until 12 noon. He would then come home and eat. After he ate, he always went to sleep. He said, my brain doesn't work. And it was really so. After the food, he was disconnected. He couldn't. So he would go to sleep, then get up, have a cup of coffee, not in more than one, really, and tak, 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 with his old typewriter, with one finger, he'd be, and if he made a mistake, then with Tippex, he would fix it with whiteout. So it was very meticulous work for hours until then he would come down to the lesson, to the evening lesson. For him, it was a great challenge. And when we would go out to Tiberias, let's say, it was 2 days, and he didn't write. Well, he wrote a little bit to himself, kind of on the side. So that was further burden. This is why these essays, well, certainly the essays later, when he wrote 10 pages, there, how shall I put it? It wasn't so tight, these states that he was mentioning. No, there, these states are more elaborate. It's as you take a magnifying glass, and then you can see more and more inside, and so the essay becomes seemingly more inflated, but the states he's mentioning there are more particular spherot and more particular spherot. It's no less complex than this article, which is a short one. It's no less. This is why we have to relate to all of these essays in a way that, well, it's not easy. It's not. We should take them seriously. We don't have any other treasure like this one in the work of the Lord. Okay. So, Moscow.
Раф, вы много говорите о том, что
you're speaking about the actual realization of what we're doing. What you just recommended, to take an article, make some flow chart, work in it in the 10, to implement what we're receiving in the lesson in life. Is that called the realization, what we get in the morning lesson and do it throughout the day?
Again?
To implement what we got in the morning lesson throughout the day. Build a flow chart together.
No, go ahead, do it throughout the day. Yeah? Yes? Do that throughout the day? Okay, what are we going to do next? Do you want to go through another essay, or will that confuse you? What, Rami?
In the article, there's like a whole system. From the awakening of the point in the heart till a person identifies with the group till he receives the Torah. So the purpose is to tell a person the whole path from feeling a donkey till he has the Torah. Maybe we can really work in the 10 and scrutinize how we can extract practical things here for our current state. Just a few minutes to sit.
Practical means, first of all, to make that flow chart. And where are we? And what means do we need in order to keep going, etc. This is the realization. So, do it. You have 15 minutes.
Get to work.
I just want to ask Amnon, what does he want?
I just wanted to say that the greatness of a Kabbalist that can, in an article of 100 words, encompass so many topics in here. I started with dividing it into 6 points, and every point you can have a workshop about it. I'll just say, and they have found it, then the man wanders in the field, then he was asked the question, then this trail. It's 6 points that we can speak about every point in a workshop, just go through many times so it's not worth jumping to another article. There's so many discernments here that Kabbalist wrote that we just need to go by them and just dissect them one by one. And
okay, so again, I'm saying you have 15 minutes. Go ahead. Make the right flow chart from this essay. Start studying how we work with it. Talk between you in the 10 and create this sketch that everyone agrees on.
So let's start by a person comes to the field, some desire awakens, he searches, but he doesn't even know where he is.
Are we doing a workshop right now, or are we trying to build this flowchart together? If anybody has anything to add that he notices... Okay, so the first stage, I didn't get that. Can somebody say the first stage again?
I'll say it again. First stage, some desire awakens in a person. He comes to the field, but he doesn't know exactly what he's searching for. But he got here.
So... the person should realize that there is some guidance from the Creator here, because this place is called a field blessed by the Lord. He has to feel that if such a deficiency awakens in him, then there must be guidance from the Creator here. And it's also not a state that is revealed just once. Even after 20 years, when a person is here physically in the group, he can suddenly feel that he's wandering in the field.
The man who finds him asks him what he's going to search for. So he understands that a lot depends on his request. That's the scrutiny, what we're requesting every moment.
We don't need to interpret the article. We need to make a flowchart. Stages. What happens? Stage after stage. First state, wondering. What is the next state? Okay, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, the next stage is that a person finds him, a man finds him. That's it.
Before there's a state that he thinks he can reach a purpose, and then awakens a state that he doesn't even know if he'll ever reach it.
After a person realizes that he's wandering in the field, he discovers that this field is a place of work, not just taking a walk or searching for how to fulfill some desire. Practically, he discovers that he is in a place where you can work and extract some crops, some outcome from it.
That same place of work, when a person understands that in order to work and reach the Creator, he needs to work with the friends.
I still don't understand how, when a man asks him, what do you seek? What are you seeking? He says, I seek my brothers. It's not clear how he came to that insight. Seemingly, this stage is a lot more advanced. It's not clear.
There's 2 points here. First, that he feels that he's in the field. And that he should, he understands that the field isn't for himself, but it's for his whole world to receive.
I just mentioned that I heard from Rav, at least in answering one of the earlier questions, that the field is our will to receive. So it's possible that the field blessed by the Lord is when we are in the will to receive, but already in order to bestow. How do we reach from a state of just wandering in the field when I'm just in my will to my ordinary will to receive? In order to receive, we reach the final ultimate goal, which is a field blessed by the Lord.
Guys, a flow chart is something I can process, put in the computer.
Rav, if anyone has this flow chart ready, put up your hand.
I would at least add the final state of receiving the Torah according to this. The final state of the flowchart is receiving the Torah. Somehow we're supposed to reach that. A flowchart has a starting point, then dividing points, choosing points, and a final goal. That's where it stops.
After a person discovers that there is work, he discovers what manners of work there are. And then he writes that there's work in plowing, sowing, and reaping, work within his desire.
A person on the path has to feel that he can't connect to the friends. As he writes here, that they do not want to connect to you. It's actually your inner qualities that you can't justify the friends. So he feels that he can't connect to them. That feeling comes before the entrance to the exile, meaning that brings him into the exile with an even more will to receive, that he can get be taken care of and exit.
So we're coming from the opposite. We started from the reception of the Torah, and I want to add that indeed you need the man who will help him. He needs someone, the Creator, so that indeed he will get that reforming light. And for that, he needs a certain intensity of the desire, and this is what we acquire from each other.
Maybe it's not according to this order, but I've gathered what you said, what we said. First stage, a person searches and desire awakens. Then he has to feel that if a deficiency awakened, so it came from the Creator, he feels that the advancement depends on his deficiency. He understands that the field is a place of work, that he came to the Creator through the work with the friends. He feels he can't connect to the friends and he needs help from the Creator. In the end, receiving the Torah in order to bestow. So if there's anything else to add, please.
I also made a chart so Ido can later program it. And the point in the heart awakens in a person. Then he comes to the field, he comes in order to fulfill this deficiency, and he feels that he's wandering, doesn't know how, where, but he knows that the field is the place of work from which some crops should emerge. Then, when he hears this thing, or he reads this thing in the books of Kabbalists, he comes to a state where he thinks that maybe he will never get there. Then he meets a man, and that man is apparently, in my view, his teacher, who asks him, what do you want? And he says, well, how does it awaken in a person, Ido, that he suddenly says, I want friends? Because he reads this in the books of Kabbalists. that this is the work, this is why it awakens in him, this idea comes to him. So he reads about it, and he asks for forces in order to be in love of friends, because he understands that only through that he'll be able to reach the Creator. Then he discovers that even though he wants it, he's completely the opposite of the Creator. That the path of bestowal is against our nature, it says here. Then he discovers that in order to be in equivalence of form with the Creator, he must have love of friends. Because only through love of friends it is possible to come out to Egypt and in the end to get the Torah.
Sounds great. Sounds like a series of revelations and discernments.
Rav, Moti, you ready? Yeah? Go ahead. Well, who's going to do it from this group?
We more or less have reached the state that he is searching for his brothers, not my friends, but brothers. It's a higher degree than friends. And we recognize that he can't do it in no way. The first paragraph is like, I'm a zero. I can't do this without the brothers. I can't without the Creator. With the field he blessed, he recognizes that these two things are important, and then when he understands that without the brothers he can't reach there, and without the Creator he can't get there, but he has a deficiency. Because I'm searching for my brothers, it's a great deficiency. Senka could make a great dramatic film about this. But still, it's not enough, this deficiency. Can you explain why this deficiency, I'm searching for my brothers, is not enough? He has to go into Egypt, he has to...
The fact that they're connected in terms of creation, or because he calls them brothers, clearly this comes from the source of creation. That's where they're all connected from. However, that's not enough. In order to be connected on the degree of the Creator, they have to be separated truly from one end to the other, so that they will be far away from each other and will also be connected on top of that distance. Right? Love covers all crimes. Therefore, here we always have, how shall I put it? Separation, connection, separation, connection, separation, connection. And this, according to that, we have an ascent towards the Creator, coming closer to Him. So the discernments, therefore, are, as you say, they seemingly repeat each time, but they repeat on a higher level. Yes? Go ahead, ask.
We came to a conclusion that the most important thing is the deficiency, first of all. The fact that you recognize that you can't do it alone, and the Creator, it's all great, but we're lacking a deficiency. The Rabash told you that the deficiency, you can't buy it in the drugstore. So how do we reach that deficiency that you can answer that demand? Because the deficiency, you can't measure it. We can't.
The lack of the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the goal, that we're not working on that, it brings us to despair, to degeneration, lack of forces, and sitting as fools. Sitting idle, eating our own flesh, lack of importance, that we're not working on the importance of the Creator, the importance of the goal. I don't have before me the greatness that I would be dying to achieve it, and I can't, and so I'm searching for the means. We're not working on that. I'm in a group. Let's say I've been sitting for an hour already, including the preparation, an hour and 15 minutes sitting between the friends, and I'm just like the way I came, I'm sleepy pretty much, and I stay sleepy. Look at the people here. That's how it is. Why? I'm not getting an awakening from them. Why? They don't care about my state. That is, here we don't have commitment called a covenant, arvut, that we must, no matter what you feel and what's happening or not happening, you must give an awakening to the friend. And we don't have that. If we don't have that, then this is just a retirement home.
That's the reason why we need to go to Egypt, because there isn't enough greatness? Rav, yes. Yes. You're asking the following. Could we have skipped Egypt? Well, completely skipped, no. But, of course, Egypt is... It's clear that it's... You can go through it quickly, and you can go through it very slowly. Because we are still in a system, then through sufferings, we're being pushed, motivated to increase the pace. But in truth, I don't see that you come from the beginning of the lesson to the end of the lesson, that you guys are caring or making sure that the 10, my 10 is my soul. I need to make sure that friends leave the lesson on fire. If it then goes and turns off during the day, well, fine. That's what we have for now. But while we're here, each one needs to come like a piece of metal that was inserted into a fire. Like that.
Something is wrong here. Something is very wrong here, because according to that field, that there is no pin to stick in, and everyone are going down. According to the car in the parking lot, everyone are here. According to the picture we see here, the picture is different. What is missing? What is lacking in order to come to that deficiency?
There is no feeling of necessity. I'm waiting for my desire to appear, but it's not going to happen. The eased egoistic desire will grow. Troubles will grow as well, a little bit, to awaken us, but not such troubles that will direct me to the goal. Because here there needs to be freedom of choice. The building of man, which is only through my participation, I become a partner to the Creator. That is why, if we don't participate, we are not advancing.
Fear can help us?
Of course. Anything.
The
discernment is simple. Do I, after the lesson, am I ready for all actions? And most importantly, when I come to the lesson, I need to see, listen, to what extent do I change in my intention to reach the goal when I let go of it and change my intention to help the friend reach the goal? Because that latter, that is the real spiritual intention, which is closer to bestowal, to in order to bestow, and upon different disturbances, I'll later on find that that friend hates me, that he's actually disrespectful of me, how could I forgive him? How can I, above that, help him reach the best possible thing? Better not to tell you about these things. Well, at least in the current state, we need to be aware that I come in order to work. I come to support everyone. To lift them on my arms and push them towards the Creator, everyone, to turn them and twist them so they'll want it. Because if they want it, then I, that I'm included in them, will also rise. Okay, Moti. Achamim, sit quietly, please. It's better if you listen. Otherwise, you won't have anything from all your awakenings. I'm not interested to answer. I'm not interested to ask you. People don't want to hear.
Ken.
Yes.
What do you do if you feel like you're in the ten, or in the field, wandering, looking for your brothers, because you don't have a ten only of your native language?
That's what we now need to write down in front of us. The order of actions that we need to do, each and every one of us, in order to start from this current state. Maybe I've even been through some of these states already, until the end of correction where we finish it all in the complete state of adhesion. And then it makes no difference, no matter what I'll ask, I have in that flowchart all the states I need to go through. And then I'm working according to a plan.
Do we just, because I can't carry forward a person's thought if I don't, in a workshop, if I don't understand what they're saying. So do I just fake it till we make it?
It doesn't matter to me what he's saying. I can sit with you together when you speak English, and then there's Spanish and Turkish and Chinese, and it doesn't matter. What does it matter to me how they are expressing their words? They need to reach adhesion. I need to reach adhesion. How do I reach it? By supporting them. So I need to constantly think, without even speaking. Because I'm not turning to them, I'm turning to the Creator. And the Creator, thank God, He understands what's in the heart. So I need to direct my heart as much as possible to support them, to push them towards the Creator.
So what you're saying is I need to get back to the feeling as the person speaks, instead of focus on words.
Right.
Even without words, once we had in the past this exercise, we weren't ready for it, of course, but Rabash nevertheless said it to us. He said, now we'll sit quietly. We sat for 40 minutes. Another time it was an hour and a half. Just sitting quietly, that's it. You can't do a thing. You're not drinking coffee. You're not smoking. You're not doing anything. You're sitting there, and you're almost still. And you're not falling asleep. You need to be awake in intensive inner work.
How do you overcome the egoistic BS that's going to come in while you're sitting there?
Great. You feel them. You work on them all the time, yes? If you wouldn't have had these egoistic disturbances, upon what would you connect to the Creator? Upon what would you aim yourself to the Creator, if not these disturbances? That is, help against Him. The ego works the exact opposite than the Creator does, in order to give you the chance to turn to the Creator.
Thank you.
Ken.
Perhaps it sounds a bit weird, but I came to this enlightenment that the physical 10 is actually my exile of Egypt, my physical 10.
It could be. All the states are there. It depends what state you revealed.
Because I have this flowchart with myself, that in the beginning you reach the question, why? Why am I in that state? And then you're exposed to an environment which is through dissemination. The dissemination disseminates, and then you come to the environment itself. And the environment is the society. Where is the rail track? The path of bestowal, the path itself. And from there, I come to the physical 10, where I discover my ego, and there is the exile of Egypt. And if I go through that, then I will reach the true inner 10 and the end of correction.
Actually, yeah.
Amen.
That's okay. Yes.
I have to say something. I feel that if we leave this lesson, it's not going to happen, having this flow chart.
So do it. What? You haven't done it
yet? I want to say something. We don't have to leave this place without leaving with this flow chart before we processed it in the 10. Not you're telling us. We discover it.
No, I'm not going to illustrate this for you. I won't.
Why am I saying that?
You're later on going to move on to the study of the 10 Sefirot, after all articles, or in parallel. And you'll only build this flowchart. There is nothing more, because it's correct for every single soul, for every single one. It's a law. It's Havaya with all of its details. That here it doesn't matter what person, with what, with whom. Well, it depends to what part of its soul it relates to. Nations of the world, Israel, more or less. Depending what kind of vessels, Galgal Tainai, Machap, and what they have in them, Kavim, three lines, Chabat Chagat Nehim, 12 parts. All of that is internal. There is no more than 10 Sefirot. You need to eventually describe, lay out this illustration, this sketch.
What you're saying now is supposed to be in each and every one of us, because if our purpose is to bring it later on to the nation, to the world, we have to have it within us.
Yes.
And when we leave the lesson, no one hardly ever works on it.
That's fine. If you will have this flowchart, then according to every single clause in this flowchart, you'll be able to add an illustration, a sketch, a diagram, apart from the Torah, from the Bible, from the writings of Rabash, from the writings of Bala Sulam. But this flowchart, this tree, it needs to be part of our plan to arrange it. Otherwise, it's not a wisdom. A wisdom is built from cause and consequence with predetermined laws, which are clearly defined, until one reaches the sublime goal of revelation of godliness. Yes.
What will hold me permanently in helping the friend reaching the goal? What will permanently hold me in helping the friends reaching the goal?
I, in order to take a step towards the Creator, I need in that to support the friend to come to the Creator, that he will come to the Creator first.
And that depends on me or on the friends?
It depends on you.
I see that I'm running away from it.
Preparation on that depends on the group and the greatness of the goal, as much as they'll act and that they are already in that state, as usual. Okay.
No.
Ken Yaakov.
Yes, Yaakov.
Technically speaking, when we are having a workshop, we know how to do this. There are certain laws, rules. One complements the other. We do not interfere with the words of each other. When the 10 comes to break down an article of Rabash, for every word are 10 different opinions. And we want to have a summary, a conclusion of the 10. Do you have a suggestion? How can the 10 approach it?
Very quickly, shortly, everyone reaches this summary. It's not a problem. It is not a problem. You'll start working on this and you'll see. There isn't room here to philosophize and to bring many opinions. No, there is none. It's pretty clear where it is. And if not, so write down a few different opinions until it will be clarified. All in all, the things are very simple. We've learned this, we've been through enough to start arranging what, organizing what we've been through. Was someone here? Who was it? Vlad?
On what stage do we enter love of friends like into a river and never come out of it?
Never. What do you mean you don't leave it? You're thrown away from it all the time, and you need to go back, and you're thrown away again, you need to go back. It's only through descents and descents.
So love of friends, this is something that is constantly growing?
Yes. Within love of the friends, you have love of the Creator.
And that happens on every stage. On every stage, that is the work.
Yes, there is no other work. Love of friends is that you connect the kli, the part of the kli, to one, to all degrees, more and more and more, upon the ego. And accordingly, you find the force of bestowal that connects the vessels, and the force of the Creator that clothes in the kli. This is the light of chasadim, and this is the light of chokhmah.
But it should constantly grow.
Yes, so it grows, the disturbances that are greater and greater.
So the more disturbances, the more love there is, and this is what we're building constantly?
And the more disturbances there are, you need to rise above them and build a more complex form of connection between us with greater concessions. And accordingly, then our connection to the Creator becomes to be revealed. Until it'll be revealed between us. Start making this diagram, because you're going around this the same questions all the time. So start making a diagram. Yes.
In this specific 10, we put together two 10s in the morning, and it wasn't just the exile of Egypt, it was complete Babylon. We tried coming to one illustration, and everyone has his own diagram. We have such a feeling.
That's why it's work. What do you think? That you'll come good-spirited, with a good intention, everyone together, and you're thinking about it together, and feeling it together, and agreeing together.
No, I'm praising it, actually. It's an excellent work. The question is the following. Should we do it in a kind of dry manner, or is there a special process here, as if we cannot draw a single drawing?
That, I don't know. You need to, at the end, bring one diagram. Each one can draw his own diagram. Each one can draw a few diagrams. What I was 5 minutes ago, maybe I don't. Now I don't agree with the person who did this 5 minutes ago. Do it like that until you start forming the correct approach. And you don't need to give in. No, you don't need to give in. It'll give up. It'll form.
my understanding from hearing this discussion about building the flow chart is very integral and important. So can we either dedicate the evening lesson this evening towards that with the closing out of the reading of the Zohar after we've done it, like sealing the Creator's seal on it, or make it a lesson tomorrow that we dedicate it towards writing this flow chart?
Whatever you say. Whatever you decide. I can't force you guys. I'm just telling you what we should do. If you say, we don't want to, then you don't want to. There's no coercion.
Then may I ask the group, those that are in charge of the lesson, can we do this?
Please. Do whatever you want. Okay. I see that by that we've concluded moving to the study of the 10 Sefirot.
Moving on to the next part.